Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we have a good friend with us today. You know, we just spent an hour together, and we had quite the show on Power Talks. If you missed that, you can go back and listen to that later on. She's got it on podcast. Melody Cederstrom is with me today here on CSE Talk Radio. Melody, how are you?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much. I haven't changed in 5 minutes.
You haven't changed in 5 minutes? Hopefully you took a little break, filled your coffee cup or whatever you needed to do. That's what I did. But anyway, we're back. We're here now. We're going to talk about some different things than what we talked about on Power Talks. At least I hope we go a different direction. Not that that was wrong. I mean, it just wasn't where we expected to go. It's kind of like CSC Talk Radio. You could come in with one plan and, you know, and it takes a turn and you just never know which way it's going to go. So I have, because we want to talk about economics, we want to talk about gold, we want to talk about silver. And, you know, the big thing right now is the bitcoins. And Melody has an opinion on that. I'm sure she'd be very cool. You know, very happy to give you that. But this is another company that is pushing other things. And I just happened to see this. It fell in my email today. Talking about the ID coin. Have you heard about the ID coin?
Oh, good grief. Who knows?
another made-up coin. It says the next evolution of this technology, talking about the cryptocurrency and crypto technology, is called the ID coin. Its potential is 48 times bigger than Bitcoin and 17 times bigger than every crypto in the world put together. Anyway, I thought you might find that kind of interesting. They're telling everybody now, put your money in this ID coin. And I don't even like the name of that. That sounds kind of bad to me. But
you know what? I mean, it truly is, you know, a pump and dump scheme, you know, it was interesting because, you know, I talked to people and they were saying, well, you know, Bitcoin was going to go down to 6,000. It didn't. And it's just they prime everybody to where it hits these numbers that everybody piles in and they run it back up again. And then those that are truly in charge that has the, you know, the venue in order to promote certain things, and now they'll say, oh, well, just wait till it goes down, and they sell theirs at that particular time, if they can. Mm-hmm. They have buyers for it, and the next thing you know, they'll dump it, and then they'll start pumping it up again, and it truly is a Ponzi scheme, and it's nothing. It's not real, and we get excited about the percentage gains that it has, and, you know, sure, it's something to get, you know, it's interesting. It's fascinating, but I certainly wouldn't want to put my hard-earned money there. Last week on a program, I had Rob West.
Oh, yeah, I know
on
Rob.
The show. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. And he said he bought some cryptos. He paid $2,000, and today it's worth $43,000. He says, but the problem is, I says, well, you ought to be selling it and buying some gold. He says, well, that's what I want to do. He says, but I can't get my money out. He says, there's no buyers. He says, I have to actually wait until October sometime. Now, this
oh my
is
goodness.
February. This is February. And he has to wait till October. I guess they're going to file an IPO. And, you know, then he'll be able to sell it and maybe have a buyer of his product that he purchased. So he's sitting on 43 grand. He can't sell it. It's just going to sit there and hope it doesn't go down. Well, I guarantee you, before he's ready to sell it, it's going to go down. But
so you really don't have any control over it, do you?
No control. No control whatsoever.
Well, the thing with this ID, now you're going to love this. The thing with this ID coin is it's supported by major governments. And it has the potential to erase a $6 trillion global problem that affects you and everyone you know. Well, that made me feel better. Now, it says,
sounds like a Stansberry or Harry Dent.
Oh, my gosh. It says, I recommend you act fast because the announcements from the U.S. government could send the ID coin soaring overnight.
Idiots.
Now, don't hold back. Let us know how you really feel about it.
Well, you know, the sad thing about it is how many people will fall for that. And, I mean, they're great. Whoever did that is, you know, they're great promoters. They're great, you know, when you get to their little website, I mean, they know they're going to hook a certain percentage and so forth. And a certain percentage of those people who view it, you know, will sign up for it and do whatever they're told to do. In fact, I had a guy the other day. He was just selling a couple of his coins that he has. He was selling a couple of his gold coins, but yet he wanted to know if I knew what the value of the Iraqi dinar is. I think, well, you should be selling your Iraqi dinar. Why would anybody in the world? Well, because nobody wants them. They can't find a buyer for them, and that's the problem. You know, that was one of the biggest scams out there. I mean, I can't say for sure it's a, you know, it's a scam. I get in trouble and so forth, but in my humble opinion, and I know a lot of people hold the Iraqi dinar, keep thinking that it's going to be revalued and they're going to, you know, the couple hundred dollars they spend in it is going to give them millions and millions of dollars back. It's like things in the world don't work that way.
Well, and the global...
Only if you're George Soros does it work.
Well, and you know that the global economy, there's so many countries that are in the same debt mess that the United States is in. And there's so many countries that are in the same realm as we are with the fiat money. They've got money, they've got currency that isn't worth anything.
Well, what people don't understand is the whole idea behind, as far as my understanding, I could be wrong, but my understanding with the Iraqi dinar is they're going to revalue it.
Yes.
Well, what people don't understand is when a country's currency is revalued, the one that they're holding usually will go to zero and it'll be replaced. So that means what they're holding is worthless. It won't get the benefits of a new currency if they revalue or, you know, so, again, it's, you know, maybe not in all cases, but in most cases, it's just like what Mexico did. Well, you're holding those pesos. So, you know, to get the new peso, you have to give us 10 of those and we'll give you one of these. And that's how it works. So, you know, it's, and just like the Zimbabwe currency, you know, it was printing $100 trillion on one piece of paper. What did it get you? It was priced very high, but what could you get for it? Nothing. So that's the same as the Iraqi dinar. And people always got upset with me because I said, no, don't. And I know a lot of people are still holding on to it. I mean, I know a lot of people that are still holding on to $50 silver, too. But they have something that's real. It's real money. It will never go to zero, but those paper currencies will. And that is the difference.
Well,
gold
the story
and silver
that I've
will never
heard
go
is,
to zero.
The story I've heard is that they're going to start backing everything with the gold and silver. And that's what everybody's hoping and hanging on to. And whether it happens or not, I don't think, you know, I don't hold a lot of stock in it. But it's, anyway, that's just a little bit that I know about it, which isn't much. But
the biggest problem with, you know, with our global trade is the manipulation of currencies. That's because they're all fiat worthless, so they can manipulate them. And I guess I'm being manipulated into a commercial here.
We are being manipulated. We hear the music, and we are being manipulated. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with Melody or Beth Ann. Melody is Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They sponsor the show. Without them, we would not be here. DGScoins.com is the website, and we're going to talk a little bit about her newsletter there. And also, to give her a call in the office, it's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Thank you. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show, and without her, we wouldn't be here. It's just the way it is. That's part of the commercial lines. You can visit us right here, right now at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We were talking about manipulation whenever we went into that commercial break. And, you know, the fiat monies, they are manipulating the government or the Federal Reserves. They control and manipulate what goes up, what comes down, and you know, it's the interest rates and everything, and, you know, it's it has very little value in real time, so to speak.
Well, I think when they finally collapse the system or the system collapses on its own, I think what they'll do is, in order to stabilize these world currencies to prevent the type of manipulation that we see in our country, is just as guilty of it, if not more so, than many of the other ones, like China. I do think that they'll use gold in order to stabilize these currencies. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the domestic backing of our currency with gold, but I'm talking about for global trade. And I think one way in order to stabilize will be the use of gold. Now, I don't think it'll be used 100%, but they'll have the basket of currencies. I mean, that's what they've been using, is these basket of currencies. And I think gold will be a part of those currencies. Just so, will it be 10%, 20%, 50%, 70%? I don't know. But it will be gold. It's the only thing that they can use, the only thing that has been recognized for centuries as a monetary and value of wealth has been gold. So I do believe gold will play a very important part domestically. I'm not sure how it's going to come into play. It could be, and even if they just use it for the global trade, that's not going away. Global trade's not going to be eliminated.
No.
Because rearrange our NAFTAs and so forth. Global trade is here to stay. It's just whether if we can benefit better from it than what we have in the past. And so, but manipulation of a currency is important, and they need to stabilize that, and I think gold will do that. Here domestically, we can have a couple of tiers. I think eventually, I think everybody knows we are heading into a cashless society.
Yes.
But I was actually reading I have an article that I had wanted to talk about on the financial survival program, where Sweden, they're almost cash free. And they're really concerned that it's going to collapse their system. So it really is interesting. You know, everybody talks about going cashless and, you know, this is where we're heading and all the cryptocurrencies is where it's going to be and so forth and whatnot. But that's, you know, there's also, the consequences. And so, you know, do they bring about the cashless society after the collapse? Because Sweden here, they're talking about their concern that because there's so little cash being circulated, that it's going to collapse the system. So, again, we're back to dangerous times, difficult times. And what is your money worth? What are your retirement accounts worth? What are your IRAs worth? And we do have precious metals IRAs. If you're interested, just give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. So what are they all worth in paper? At least you need to do is get it insured, and gold is that insurance policy that will protect your hard-earned money, your retirement accounts, and it's sitting there. Do you really believe do you really believe you're going to walk away with it?
It's kind of like Rob West and his cryptocurrency.
Exactly. Mm. You're not going to walk away with it. Why do you think they have all these major busts? You know, they run it up, they become wealthier and more powerful on the backs of the people. We can't let them have it. They'll have too much control over it, so we got to steal it from them. So they steal it from you through inflation, they steal it from you through taxes, they steal it from you in just allowing the markets to correct themselves after they phony run it up, creating the illusion thinking that you're safe and sound. And it's when I say these things, I think to myself, man, are we in trouble? But we are. And it's up to each and every one of you, every one of the listeners, to, you know, take a look at their finances. You know, we don't know when things are going to correct. You don't need a huge disruption anymore. I mean, it could just be a little, you know, feather being pulled out of a pillow or something, and it can deflate the whole thing. So I think we do live in those very dangerous times.
Yeah, we do. We have a caller. We have Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today?
Good, thank you. I was just wondering what you all thought about, I hear the brownfield, you know, and they'll report on the crops and stuff, and I thought, well, quite a bit, they say, due to confidentiality, these crops are sold to unknown destinations. And I feel like, you know, that makes me angry, but I don't know how everybody else feels when you hear that. And I feel like, is that just another way that they're manipulating and holding that over the farmers? Because we don't even know if that's even true. They're saying due to confidentiality, it's an unknown destination, and tons and thousands of tons have been sold.
Are they talking about soybeans or corn or, okay. Yeah, that's, you know, that's...
Is that right? Is that fair? Does it make you angry when they say due to confidentiality?
Yes. Yes, it does. It's another manipulation. There's no doubt about it with the trade. And there's a lot of things to be taken into consideration. And this is a really good question. We'll be having Bill Bullard of RCAF USA back on here in a few weeks, Michelle. And I'm going to write that down about that because that'll be a real good question for Bill.
Crops sold to unknown destinations, and then they say, but then they'll say, due to confidentiality. All right, thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to add.
There's even financial trades that are done
like
that have no transparency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you don't know who's doing the trade, and you know, it's always governments. You know, if you don't know who's doing the trade, you can pretty much bet it's a government. They're usually the only ones that have the amount of funds available, either central banks. And usually all of these trades that are done that are confidential or, it's they're big. They're large.
Mm-hmm.
And usually done, and the only ones that usually have those types of funds available are central banks, governments.
Exactly.
So, but there are financial trades done in the same manner. We see them with gold. Sometimes we'll see, like, right after the London market closes up, you know, I think they close at 11:30, you'll see, a big trade come in that dumps a bunch of paper gold. We don't know who does it. We see the transaction, but it's confidential. So, and it goes on a lot. It's manipulating the markets.
One thing I wanted to talk about and just mention, because I'm going to back us up just a little bit, I don't want to stay there very long, is the global acceptance of currency. That's a good part of this trade war that they keep talking about, is China in particular. They want to take over that, and the U.S. dollar has been the accepted global currency, and they want to make that theirs. They want to change that, and that's a big part of this a manipulation and the war within trade, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, even after the Great Recession of 2008, as everyone calls it, China came out and says, well, we don't think that there should be a world reserve currency. Now, they didn't specifically say they wanted their currency to be the main reserve currency, but they didn't think one country should have that status. And I think this is where we're going to see the change, and I think this is where we're going to see the basket of currencies. And I think this is where gold will play a very major, important part. Now, whether, I wouldn't trust anything that, government comes out and says from China. So whether they want their currency to be the reserve currency or not, I mean, they certainly have the ability. I mean, our country is bankrupt.
Mm.
We still process, 85-90% of the world transactions in the U.S. dollar. It's not that easy of a task. But yet China does hold a bunch of our debt, and we are beholden to them because of that. So, it is a matter of playing poker here. It's a game. It's a currency war. It's a trade war. And when you react to some of these situations, you can even say it's an act of war.
And although China's doing well, China's in trouble as well.
Sure.
As some of these other nations. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And I have with me today Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She has a website, dgscoins.com, and the office number is 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CFB Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. You can visit the website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And her office number, write this down, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. I was calling about this world currency thing. You know, the Chinese are working real hard to replace the Federal Reserve Note with their own yuan. And they've done several things. I think Qatar, you know, the world currency, our world currency, the Federal Reserve Note, is backed by oil. The OPEC countries made a deal with the United States to only sell their oil in Federal Reserve Notes. You can't buy oil, but like with euros or yuan or anything like that, or any other currency, you have to use the Federal Reserve Notes. And that's what's propping up the Federal Reserve Note. And China has made some inroads in that respect. They've got, I think it's Qatar, has agreed to sell them oil. and is selling them oil for yuans instead of Federal Reserve notes. And then, of course, Venezuela, I think, is also doing the same thing. And there's a lot of countries now that won't even take Federal Reserve notes anymore. They can see the handwriting on the wall. They know it's going down the tubes, and they're placing their bets on China. And there's even the BRICS Treaty, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, mm-hmm. which have made an economic agreement among themselves to do all their trading among their, you know, member countries in their own currencies, not necessarily strictly the yuan, but in their own currencies, and make their exchanges that way instead of getting the Federal Reserve notes involved. So the Federal Reserve notes being cut out worldwide.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. There certainly are, but the Federal Reserve, the U.S. dollar still handles a large part of the world transaction that is done with dollars. So absolutely, I agree with you 100% that they have done things. And a lot of these countries have also been penalized. Look at Qatar, as you mentioned. Look what the Saudis have done to them. Look at Venezuela. Look at all the penalties being placed on Venezuela. I mean, it isn't by accident that, you know, we continue to place sanctions on Venezuela and a lot of these other place, Russia. So it does go deeper than what any of the mainstream media tells folks and so forth. So there is a currency war going on. There is a trade war going on. And, you know, eventually one of these things, it will be an act of war. So but when the dust settles, it will have to be these currencies. You know, I read where, you know, Trump possibly will consider renegotiating the TPP agreement. And so, I mean, we're at a place, and I wish I was wrong. I wish I was wrong. Maybe I am wrong. But I don't think we're going to be backing away from any type of global trade. Hopefully global trade that benefits the U.S. better than any place. But when we have a bankrupt country, you know, your hands are kind of tied. You know, China is down there making agreements with other countries down in South America. And what can we do? We don't have the money to go make agreements and so forth. And China's not in the best condition either. You never really know what comes out of China.
That's for sure.
You know?
Yeah, really.
But, yeah, you're absolutely correct in a lot of in your statements. You're absolutely correct.
I appreciate the call. Go ahead.
Also, the issue of Bitcoin, that's a fool's bet there. I mean, that big Japanese exchange just a couple weeks ago got hit for, what, $493 million? Mm-hmm. Hackers broke into the system and stole $493 million in Bitcoin from them.
Yeah. And you know, that's...
That stuff's not safe.
No.
You're better off burying
is.
Your gold and silver in the backyard than you are having Bitcoin.
You're absolutely correct. It's real, too. Bitcoin is nothing but
you can actually pick it up and look at it.
Right. If you lose your electricity like we did a few days ago here during that thunderstorm, you can't access it anyway. So.
Well, the allure of the cryptocurrencies is, you know, like we saw in Bitcoin, and we always use Bitcoin as the example, and then it goes from, you know, 800 to you know, 19,000. Gold's going to do the same, but, you know, maybe not as quick, you know, because they don't want you to own gold and silver. That's the whole point. That's the whole point why they manipulate it. They don't want people to own it because they can't control you if you do own it.
Well, that's right. They just absolutely, they all want you operating as agents, their agents, using their Federal Reserve.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you're using gold and silver coin or even government slugs, you know, the government funny money coins, those are not, those don't give them control.
No.
So it's a big deal as far as the Federal Reserve note goes for them to force people or try to force people to use those things. Because you fall under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, you become an agent of a foreign corporation and therefore taxable and controllable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. Agreed.
Appreciate the call, Neil. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's get back to gold and silver. What's going on in the market this week? This is Wednesday, and I know we've watched that stock market go up and down and up and down and up and down, and they've made a big deal out of it. What's going on with our gold and silver right now?
Well, we had some pressure on it yesterday, and it's holding around 1320. But, you know, and it is important to
follow the price of gold and silver and, you know, what they're doing and so forth. That's my job. But people focus on, you know, there's predictions of gold going to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000. And they could hit, gold could hit any one of those numbers. You know, the same way silver could hit, you know, 100, excuse me, 100, mm-hmm. 300 or more. But they don't focus on the fundamentals of each and just what Neil was talking about. Gold and silver is real money. Excuse me, I got a little...
You got a tickle?
Tickle.
We got
mm-hmm.
a... It's what your coffee's there for. Yeah, the gold and silver can actually... The Bitcoin. Has anybody ever seen a Bitcoin?
Pictures.
Can
we
you put it
pictures?
In your pocket and rattle it around? Can you?
We saw the pictures. It's got to be real. It was on
the internet. Well, I do have some of the gold and silver, and it is real. And
But people don't focus on the fundamentals of gold and silver and that it's real money.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the elite, they don't want you to have it, just as Neil has explained. And we focus too much on the price increasing, and when it doesn't, we get disappointed. And I said, I'll tell you, for years and years in the past and years in the future, I don't care what the paper markets do. I don't care what the price of gold does. If it stays at $1,320 today and the Dow drops 20,000 points and gold doesn't budge, I'm happy.
Hmm.
I'm ecstatic because my purchasing power was retained. And that's what people don't, that you don't hear anyone talking about it. You don't hear, you know, all of these so-called analysts. They want you. They put a little bit of fear into you, thinking that you have a way to protect your money. And then they only want you to own about 5 or 10% of your portfolio in gold. And 5 and 10% of your portfolio in gold and silver is not going to cut it if you have a large amount of money. And so we focus too much on the price of gold. And, it's going to go higher. That's the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't protect your purchasing power with gold, you're not going to get any gravy at all. So, you know, again, it's the alternative to paper. Paper is nothing but a promise to pay. It's not real. There's nothing that backs it. Inflation is a way that government steals your money. One of the ways.
It's another form of tax, as they say. It's another form
Absolutely.
Of tax. We're heading into another break. Your calls are welcome. Stay on topic. We're talking with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So economics, gold and silver, that's what we're talking about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Go to DGScoins.com. DGScoins.com, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. She's a Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They are sponsors of the show. DGScoins.com is the website. It's a quick way to get there. Now, I know you've been doing a lot of work on the website, and you have the newsletter there. And I was going to let you share that a little bit with the listeners.
Well, we do have a weekly newsletter that goes out on Mondays, and I think we're going to bump that up to Tuesdays. But we have great writers and lots of times you an article. Yes.
when I'm not just working on the left wing.
Well, I don't know why you can't write with your toes. I mean, come on there, girl.
They don't spread out far enough. I have really small feet. They don't spread out far enough.
No. Can't type. Hold that pencil, huh? Or to type.
No, I can pick things up with my toe, but I can't. Can't type.
And we also have a publication there from Wendy Wilson, who is with Apothecary Herbs, and she does a great job in educating people on health. So it's a little bit of health wealth to keep everyone informed.
Health,
so,
wealth, and wise, huh?
Health, wealth, and what?
Wise.
Wise, you got it. I thought you said lies. It says, no,
wise. Wise with a W, W-I-S-E.
So, you know, we encourage everyone to go to the website, DGScoins and .com, and sign up for the weekly newsletter. We do appreciate it. And, again, we support a lot of programs, and the CSE Talk Radio is just one. And because, you know, I mean, it's important that we continue with the education. And I know radio seems to be a little to the, you know, going out the window as everyone is tuning into the Internet and everything like that. But
you know, there's a lot of competition on radio and the internet, so there's a lot of sensationalism on a lot of those programs on the internet, and there's millions of them. So it's really hard for folks to pick out what the truth is and what isn't, and that's why I always appreciate the shortwave stations. They've been around for a long time. I think they're going to be around very much so in the future, and we thank all of those who provide these terrific programs like Beth.
And, you know, talking about radio, we have it all with CSC Talk Radio. We may not be as big as Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and all those, but we are on local stations across about 12 states, as well as the shortwave, and also on the internet. You can listen live on my website, or you can listen later when I get the podcast up. I do it all myself, and I'm a little slower these days because of my because of not being able to use my right arm too much. And hopefully in another month we can book that up a little bit. You know, maybe it'll be healed up enough that they'll let me start lifting some things with it and such. But anyway, that's where we are, and I think we've kind of, in CSC Talk Radio, got the best of all the worlds. We just don't have enough of the world. We need to get a little bit more. We're trying to branch out, and that just takes time and money. But a lot of times you have a package deal for my listeners. Do you have one together today? I know that things have been going a little bit up, so I didn't know if you had anything available today for them or not.
Actually, with the pressure that we saw yesterday in gold and silver, usually it's a great price to be buying on the dip. So the drops that we saw in gold and silver yesterday is better than any special that I could provide. So
okay.
That is my special.
That is your special.
So thank the government.
Well, this time.
Thank Wall Street and the government for putting pressure on gold and silver yesterday.
So whatever you care to think you might want with the gold and the silver, give Melody a call there in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. She buys, she sells, she trades, she does it all. So give her a call.
I just want to warn the listeners, as folks call you and wanting, if other dealers call you and want you to trade your gold for silver, you know, it's not a good trade unless you have, you know, an abundance of gold and absolutely no silver. It's, you know, and I don't recommend trading, but sometimes it fits. Trading bullion gold right now for some pre-1933 coins is the perfect trade because you have those premiums on those $20 gold pieces at 20-year lows. So it's the perfect time to be trading something like that. And I just don't allow my customers, I mean, if they force me to do it, of course I'll do whatever my customers want me to do. But I will give you my honest opinion on whether it's a good trade or not. But people who call you and wanting you to trade, it's not in your best interest. They just want to create a deal. You know, they need to make an income. They need, and, you know, everybody needs an income, but, you know, it has to benefit you, too. And most of those calls don't. So I love it when people bring me those trades that they're trying to be talked into, and that way I can work the numbers and I can show people. And work the numbers and say, does this seem like it's a good trade for you? Well, no. Well, then
don't do it.
So, and again, the great trade of the deal of the century is trading bullion for pre-33 coins. That truly is the deal of the century. So.
1-800-375-4188. That's, say it again slowly. 1-800-375-4188. And I do want to emphasize to sign up for her her newsletter. There's lots of good information there, and that's just very simple to do. It's free to do. It's dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. I hope in another few weeks that I'll be able to straighten my, I can't do the rotation with my hand. That's why I can't really type. They said I could type if I wanted to, as long as it's not painful, but it's very painful. It's the rotation of the hand hasn't come back all the way yet. And, so that's, it's back enough that I can hold a pen and I can write, but I can't rotate it enough to get it square to play the piano or to type. So we're hopefully to get there because I'm not a great pianist, but I like to sit down, and that's kind of my escape. Sit there and plunk out something on the piano, and I haven't been able to do that for several weeks now, and that's kind of getting to me. So,
not with your toes either.
No, I can't play with my toes. No, that's not happening. I do admire those who can do that. I've seen that. my toes aren't long enough or spread wide enough.
No.
I can't do that. And we're just about out of time. Once again, use DGScoins.com. Melody Cedarstrom, she's honest. She's going to take care of you. She's not going to take advantage of you. Give her a call and just find out where you're at and just talk it out. You may be ready to start. You may not be ready to start. But give her a call and just talk it out as to where you are and what you want to do. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody.
Thank you.
We hear the music. And once again,
yes,
we are out of time. Fastest hours of the day. We do 2 hours back to back. Fastest hours of the day. Appreciate all the you do. Thank you for taking care of my listeners so very much. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
You are welcome. And you know what, listeners? We can hear all these things. We can hear all the shows that sensationalize. We try to come down to the truth. We try to make it very simple. And it is very simple because it all comes back to home and what you can do where you are. Take advantage of the sponsors that I have. I only bring those that are to you that I believe in. So, in that, you will support CSC Talk Radio, and in that, we will continue to keep that voice open and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.